Oh, wow.
Thank you, Tom.
Yes, sir.
She's not here. She's at home.
No, we don't have another brother. No. One's more than enough. So.
Did you have a question, sir?
You had a good synergy by growing up together, but you also, the Rowan Brothers had a song, an album called The Siblings Rivalry. Do you ever have problems being brothers?
Do we ever have problems being brothers? We have, that's actually a pretty good question, because a lot of brothers do fight, and we have arguments, but we've played long enough together now, and we know how to argue, and there's certain times you just get away from one another. It is a talent.
It's
we're
been
very
nearly,
good at fighting.
It's probably, about 15 years since we've hit one another?
Yeah, the last time I knocked Lee out cold was, I think, 1991, and after that he learned his lesson, and we get along great.
He's got a great sucker punch coming eventually here, but
yeah, we have the airing of grievances from time to time, like on Seinfeld. Or any other? We ought to hear this man sing. I want to hear Dan sing. That's what I'm here for. I want to.
I traveled around for 30-some years with my dad. And also had my oldest brother in the band. So I was the middle little punk, you know, for many years. So dad and I would argue some. And he would always just say, well, good. And that's about as far as it went with an argument with him. He basically let you run your mouth, and then he just sort of walked away from you. I thought it was sort of ignorant till I started growed up and got divorced and moved back to the home, seeing how he did my mom. Realized that worked pretty good, Dad. Maybe I should have done that for the last 10 years, too. Still been married, you know? Yeah, he had a good thing going there, you know? And my oldest brother, Michael, plays the bass in the band. He don't say five words, so we don't have to argue none, you know? So that's pretty good. He knows his place. Oh. Huh?
We'll remind him of that.
Michael probably go, hey, yeah. You know Michael, right?
Butchering it behind you.